Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, good evening. Game one in Baltimore goes to the O's. Final score, 3-0. Royals shut out for the fourth time this year. And I'm pretty sure I can hear you turning the page already. Maybe they're celebrating in Baltimore, but that's what Baltimore does in the regular season. They celebrate those victories over Kansas City. So that's fine. They can have it. You know, way to go. Hey, who doesn't love Ryan O'Hearn? I know he doesn't wear the Royals uniform anymore, but I haven't run across many Royals players, personnel, or fans that still don't hold a special place in their heart for Bro Hearn. So, way to go. Way to go, Bro Hearn. I'm not down after this one. And again, I think we're all kind of turning the page. The Orioles haven't won anything since I was a baby. And you got to go back, 1983, right? And the last time Baltimore beat Kansas City when it mattered, I don't know when that was. Chris Bubich is on the hill tomorrow. Michael Lorenzen in the finale. You still feel pretty good that you're going to grab one of these final two and head home with a winning road trip. Phone lines are open for you. Listen, I'm more than happy to dive into this one. If you want to dissect this 3-0 loss, I'm your guy. Let's talk about it. Phone lines are open, and of course, the text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. Again, that's 913-586-7965. 7965. Listen, winning 9 of 10 sure does have a way of calming the nerves, placating the fan base, easing the tension. But even if, it's easy to say this, but even if the Royals hadn't won 9 of the previous 10, this loss tonight, the offense didn't look like the same offense we watched for most of April. Right? To me, tonight didn't feel like the same old Royals offense. An offense that is averaging 3.18 runs per game, that is the worst in Major League Baseball. A Royals offense that is tied with the White Sox for the lowest OPS in baseball. Yeah, I understand. I've watched every pitch so far this season, but tonight did not feel like same old offense. And Mikel Garcia and Michael Massey were Mark Canna. They all put a charge into the ball into the second inning. You know, Royals stranded Michael Massey on third, but not because of a poor approach from Mark Canna or Drew Waters. Just some atom balls right at defenders. Look at the fourth inning. Bobby Witt Jr. smokes one to right field. Mikel draws the two-out walk, advances on a wild pitch. And Michael Massey squared one up again, but it lands in the glove of the center fielder. Freddie Fermin with a pair of bullets out there. Michael Massey again in the seventh. Mark Canna in the seventh. Drew Waters hit a rocket up the gut. And he was robbed by the mound, kind of helping Gunnar Henderson corral that third and final out in the seventh inning. Now, maybe I'm wrong. You guys let me know. 913-586-7965. Maybe you're a bottom line dude or a bottom line babe. Now, maybe all that matters to you is, did we win or did we lose? Vern, we scored zero, and we had four hits. Don't tell me that the offense was better tonight. I get it. But that's what I saw. I don't believe I was wearing my royal colored glasses, and maybe I'll be singing a different tune following Sunday's finale, but tonight did not feel same old, same old. Well, the only way in which it did feel same old was on the mound. Michael Wacha spinning a quality start. His second straight quality start and the Royals' major league leading 16th quality start here in game number 33 of the season. My game notes following this 3-0 loss are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. So, okay, some aspect of tonight's loss did feel same old, same old. Great pitching. Also, a lack of run support for Michael Wacha. Nobody. Steven Cruz, Taylor Clark. It didn't matter who was taking the hill tonight. Nobody was getting any sort of run support. But that's very same old for Michael Wacha. He has not received more than two runs of support in any of his seven starts this season. He's received a grand total of seven runs of support. Seven. Across seven starts. That's in more than 38 innings. He's been thrown the occasional run. So unfortunately, Michael Wacha is now 1-4 despite an ERA right around 3.5. Okay, maybe that's a little bit same old, same old. Michael Wacha pitched his tail off. No question who's tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Yeah, it's Michael Wacha. Guaranteed Foods, by the way, helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. So Michael Wacha was just cruising, right? Seven pitches in the first, needed only nine in the second, 12 in the third, 10 in the fourth, 15 in the fifth. Nine in the sixth. Of course you're going to bring him back out for the seventh. He's had 62 pitches. Four base runners in the first six frames. But he paid. He paid for some poor location in the seventh, and it could have been a lot worse. A great play by Vinny Pasquantino and some conviction behind the offerings from Steven Cruz allowed that three-run seventh to be no worse than a three-run inning. I'm wondering, just looking at the text line right now, and I thought I heard y'all turning the page, but maybe I'm off. Maybe the worry about the bats is back. You let me know. 913-586-7965. Let's remember, Salvi not in the lineup tonight. And for an offense that is so very tied to those big three bats of Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby, to not have one of those big three bats certainly puts you in a pretty big hole. Royals unable to dig out of that hole tonight. They lose 3-0. We'll get to your phone calls. We'll dive into that text line, 913-586-7965, and we'll do all that after this.
Your You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Now the 2-0. And a fastball is lined to Vinny, and he'll touch first base for the double play. An unassisted double play at first base. A line shot to Vinny. He reaches down and touches first base with the ball in his glove. Stephen Cruz gets out of it relatively cheaply. He allows one inherited runner to score. But Baltimore's on the board now. We go to the eighth. It's 3-0 Orioles.
That would be your final score. Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. I told you that seventh inning could have been a lot worse. It opens with Michael Wacha giving up a double, a two-run home run to Ryan O'Hearn, another double to Ryan Mountcastle, and after he got Jackson Holliday to line out, he walked Ramon Laureano on 8 pitches. So it's 2-1 with 1 out, and Q goes to the bullpen, brings in Stephen Cruz. He gives up a hard single to center to load the bases, and then Emmanuel Rivera goes to the opposite field for an RBI knock. So it's now 3-0 Baltimore with only 1 out and the bases juiced, And the Orioles leadoff hitter, Cedric Mullins, coming to the dish. And he hits a liner right at Vinny. And the suddenly outstanding defensive first baseman makes the snag and taps the base with the glove for the inning-ending double play. Without question, tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Royals offensively, the play of the game was a double play in the seventh to preserve a three-run deficit. Royals' record is now 17-16. Let's go to the phone calls. And it's either Jamie or Jaime in Kansas City. I know we have both as fans. Who do we have calling in tonight?
It's Jamie, my man, Vern.
What's up, dude? How you been?
How you doing, brother? You doing good?
You know it. You know it. I'm not getting down after this one, man. No. Michael Wacha's pitching way too well.
100%. And this is what I wanted to say. First of all, like I said every time I call, you're an absolute gem. Don't ever leave here. You've made baseball so much more fun, awesome. Love you. Love everything you do.
Thank you very much.
Secondly, I'm like you. I don't take these losses like I did 5 years ago, 6 years ago, where it's like, oh, it's horrible, it's terrible baseball. We really, it's not. We're in every game. The pitching has been phenomenal. We play defense. We play the game the right way. The game that you would want your team to play back in the 80. Good solid baseball. My question to you is, obviously we need a bat in the lineup. Preferably an outfield bat. Not to diss or talk negative about our lineup, but don't you think one of these catchers in our system could bring us something, or even if it's Lorenzen, or it's someone, a pitching, obviously the pitching is a commodity, to bring a big time bat or a bigger time bat to help us out and down the stretch run. So no, not turn the page. I think we take the next two, win two or three, have a great road trip and come home. Love you, Vern. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Jamie. Nice to hear from you. Yeah. Yes, to answer your question, just a straight up yes. Preferably, at least the way that I view it, my preference would be to part with a pitcher to acquire that bat. Those catching prospects, and you're talking about Carter Jensen, the Park Hill kid, and Blake Mitchell, the former top pick of the Royals, 3 years ago. Yeah, Carter Jensen, Blake Mitchell are two of your top three prospects as they look up at number one prospect, Jack Caglione. Boy, I have a tough time moving either one of those guys. I have a real tough time moving that position with that with those offensive skills. I understand Carter Jensen's not off to the best start this season. I also understand Blake Mitchell has that busted hamate bone, so you're not going to move him anytime soon. And even if you wanted to, again, he's banged up, so you wouldn't be able to. Carter Jensen, to me, is a rare offensive talent. To be that young, to be that strong behind the dish, but also that mentally strong at the plate, to have that quality of discipline at that young of an age, I'm not interested in moving Carter Jensen nor Blake Mitchell. Now, as far as the pitching, boy, take your pick. Really, take your pick. Outside of the top four in the rotation, take your pick. You were enamored with what you saw from Noah Cameron. You love what you're seeing from Michael Lorenzen. Hey, Kyle Wright made his first rehab start tonight. Down at AA, the 29-year-old that the Royals acquired after the 2023 season. They traded Jackson Kowar to Atlanta for Kyle Wright, who, remember, won 21 games in 2021. Led Major League Baseball in wins, ended up pitching game two of the NLDS for the Atlanta Braves. Led baseball with 22 wins, and then the year before, he was on the hill throwing 14 innings in October for that Braves team that won the World Series. So Royals invested a few years ago in Kyle Wright, just like they did back in the championship season of 2015 for Chris Medlin. Right, trade for him, have him rehab for a year in your organization, and then hopefully reap the benefits of a healthy right-hander when and if he is healthy. And tonight he got up to 60 pitches down there in Springfield, Missouri. Remember, Cody and Gold making the trip tomorrow out to Springfield to see the Double-A team, and Jack Caglione take on J.J. Weatherholt and the Cardinals' top prospect and the Cardinals' Double-A system. So that game's coming up tomorrow night. But yeah, tonight, Kyle Wright ended up going four innings, gave up one earned run on three hits. He punched out four. He walked only two. Again, 60 pitches got him through four innings. I'll take that. Of those 60 pitches, 36 of them found the zone. Hit the number. You got to feel good about that. So yeah, to me, I look at that surplus of big league ready pitching. Kyle Wright, Noah Cameron. Listen, Alec Marsh was placed on the 60-day IL today. Maybe he can help out in the second half. But we got Marsh, Kyle Wright, Noah Cameron, Michael Lorenzen all vying for that number five spot in the rotation. You want to throw in somebody else that you like down in Double-A? You're a big Frank Mazzucato fan or a Ben Kuderna fan? I don't want to part with a prospect, but in order to win this year, I'd be willing to move one of those pitchers. Because I don't know if Seth Lugo's on the team next year. I don't know if my rotation in Kansas City's ever as good as it is right now in 2025. For as great as it was last year, it has a chance to be better this year. You got Bobby in his prime. Now, maybe the last year of really good Salvador Perez. This front office has shown me no reason to believe they'll be anything but aggressive. They were aggressive last year. They've been aggressive since they took over. I would expect that to continue. But if it's up to me, I'm parting with a pitcher to bring in that outfield bat that you're talking about. I see Luis Robert had another big day for the White Sox. That's basically a one-year deal. I know you're doing interdivision moves, and that doesn't often happen, but we all know the Chicago White Sox love what the Royals are doing. So maybe you can fool them. And no, I'm not one of those guys that is hoping for an even trade where both sides are happy. I want JJ to rip everybody off. No offense to Caden Wallace or Mason Barnett, the two guys that you traded last year for Hunter Harvey and Lucas Erceg, respectively. But I hope those trades are looked back at and we laugh. Because Caden Wallace never turned out to be anything. Because Mason Barnett never turned out to be anything. And Hunter Harvey and Lucas Erceg are studs. Yeah, listen, guys, for the concerns about the offense, an offense that was shut out tonight, an offense that has been held below five runs in 28 of the first 33 games, I understand the concerns about this offense. And, of course, I'll reiterate, the offense will always remain the worst in baseball if you're getting below league average production from your leadoff hitter, from your three hitter, and from your five hitter, and that's been the case for a majority of this season. So, banking that India, Vinny, Massey, banking on two of those three turning it around, and a nice night tonight for Michael Massey, huh? Massey's first multi-hit game in more than 2 weeks. He goes 2-for-4 tonight with a one-out double in the second and a one-out single in the seventh. Banking that two of those three bats, turn it around. Well, then you make that acquisition for the number five hitter that we've been waiting on. You bring up a Jack Caglione down the stretch. Michael, Drew Waters, maybe one of them is still going strong. And now we got a lineup. Now we're 6-7 deep of guys that you think can change the game with one swing of the bat. Way to get us started, Jamie. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Prairie Village and talk with Jessica. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I don't have a whole lot to add. I'm not real sad about the L tonight. Obviously, I would be happier if it was a W. but I'm glad we're above 500, and I just wanted to get your thoughts. I mean, it's kind of ironic that, like, last year I felt like we were all talking about the weakness being in the bullpen and how great our offense was, is, and if we had a bullpen to match, and now here we are in the kind of opposite situation where our bullpen is obviously one of our strengths, and I feel like we just need to wake up the bats. But I'm not taking the L tonight as hard because, like, I feel like whatever was going on in the franchise that, or in the clubhouse that was holding us back, we kind of shook it loose. And, you know, the Orioles and the Rays, obviously, they're, like, at the bottom of the – I can't remember what they are, the AL East, I think.
Yep.
You know, the White Sox, and they're watching what we're doing, but I'm also, like, we're only two or three, maybe four games away from first place in our division, right?
For sure.
So,
yep.
I mean, it's still really close to the top and to the bottom, so I just feel like we need – I just think it's wild that we're in the opposite position we are were last time this year, kind of. And thank you for taking my call. I really enjoy listening to your show.
Well, that's very nice of you, Jessica, and I hope to hear from you more often as the wins continue to pile up for this team. Great phone call and a great observation. Yeah, you're right. We are waiting for this offense because every other facet of the team seems to be league average. At least. You know, do we want a cleaner defense? Do we want cleaner base running? Sure. There are no complaints about the rotation. And Jessica, like you said, not really any complaints about the bullpen. Congratulations, by the way, Taylor Clark getting back to the big leagues and putting up a 1-2-3-8. Yeah, I remember that last year. You're thinking, boy, if you could just get someone dependable in that bullpen, this team will take off like a rocket ship. Now, they went out and, like I mentioned, brought in Lucas Urseg, and he became that reliable arm, that one really reliable arm in the bullpen. Now, eventually, Chris Bubich and Daniel Lynch joined him. And we felt okay about the bullpen down the stretch. Now, the big difference in what you're talking about is the Royals had to go find a reliable reliever, create a reliable reliever in Chris Bubich's case or Daniel Lynch's case. When it comes to the search for a reliable bat, they're there. Jonathan India has proven that he's at least a league average bat. Now, a high on-base percentage, not a ton of power, not a very... not an incredible batting average, but he's going to be a league average hitter. Now, Vinny Pasquantino is a good big league hitter. And 33 games into the season, I still have no worry in, how should I put this? When it comes to Jonathan India and Vinny Pasquantino, sure, my patience has run somewhat thin, but there's still plenty of patience left. Now, last year with the bullpen, I didn't have patience with anyone because no one had a track record to warrant that patience. Now, Chris Stratton, Will Smith, they used up their equity pretty quickly last year. So while I'm with you, it is one facet of the team that seems to be holding them back. The facet that's holding them back in 2025 at least has somewhat of a track record to fall back on. But like I mentioned, a nice night from Michael Massey. That double in the second inning was his fourth extra base hit of the season and his first since the first week of April. Hopefully a sign of things to come from a guy that we were all expecting to protect Salvi in the lineup. It's been a rough go of late, but a nice sign tonight from Michael Massey. And after the game, he spoke with the assembled media in Baltimore. Here's the audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
Obviously been making some adjustments in the cage and, just tinkering around, trying to find something a little bit new and, had some good results tonight from it.
What adjustments did you make, if you don't mind sharing, or is anything like that?
Yeah, I think just trying to be a little flatter through the zone. You know, when I go back and look, I think that the barrel angle in April, you know, was a little tipped and probably causing like more of a loopy swing to the zone and, you know, missing some of those fastballs up. But, yeah, I feel like, you know, just got to keep working and keep going.
What were you all seeing from Kramer early on that seemed to make it a lot harder?
Yeah, he's tough. He's always tough. You know, changes speeds well. He's got that fastball at the top of the zone that is tough to get to. So, yeah, he changes speeds, hits his location, and he's tough.
Is there a sense when Michael is on the mound that there's always, like, you've got it? There's kind of a sense of security?
Yeah, you know, I feel that with a lot of our guys, you know, one through five and even the guys coming out of the bullpen, you know, these guys have been good all year. They were good last year, so we have the utmost confidence in those guys.
As you should. Michael Wacha certainly earned that confidence. Tonight, his seventh start of the season, and on average, he's given the team almost 5 2/3 every time he takes the ball. He's still winless on the road, and tonight suffered his first career loss in Baltimore. Royals are shut out 3-0, dropping the opener in Baltimore. And the record falls to just one game above 500. It really is wild to say they're only one game above 500 when they have statistically one of the two or three worst offenses in Major League Baseball. Their defense, their base running is both below league average on the season, and you're winning? You're a winning team? It's remarkable. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Pleasant Hill, talk with Chuck. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, Vern. Hey, always a pleasure to talk to you. I appreciate you every time you answer the phone. I just wanted to ask you, what do you think the pros and cons would be on trading Noah Cameron for a bat? And I'm just going to hang up the phone, and I want to listen to what you say about that. So, okay. Appreciate you. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Chuck. Appreciate the phone call. Again, that opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. I'll answer that question. The pros and cons of possibly trading a young man, a 25-year-old that just took a no-hitter into the seventh inning in his big league debut. Oh, we got to be kind of crazy to even consider that, right? I'll answer that question and get back to your phone calls after our final quick timeout.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
And the pitch. Fastball hit on the ground to Massey, a one hopper. He gloves it, goes to second for one. Witt's relay to first, in time for two. It's an inning-ending double play. Just like Michael Wacha and the Royals infield drew it up. A one-hop liner toward Massey, and he starts the 4-6-3 double play to end the inning.
That's how the first inning ended, and basically how the second inning ended as well. Michael Wacha held... double play in the first off of the bat of Adley Rutschman, Ramon Laureano in the second, and Michael Wacha was off and cruising. Unfortunately, so was Baltimore right-hander Dean Kramer, as zeros dominated the game through six, and the O's broke the scoreless drought in the seventh, scoring three off of Michael Wacha, and that's all that was needed. Royals are shut out for the fourth time this season. They lose game one in Baltimore, 3-0. Game two comes your way Saturday night, 6:15 for the first pitch right here on 96.5 The Fan. Royals shut out, so obviously no home runs tonight. The boys stuck on 15 homers for the season. League average is 33. Royals dead last in big flies. Let's go to Brandon, who's out in Pittsburgh. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Brandon, go ahead.
Hello, Vern. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just got some quick thoughts here about maybe shaking a lineup up, and I kind of want your thoughts on it. Why do you think what happened is to, like, put Bobby at leadoff, move Andy to second, move Salvi up to bat in third, putting Vinny at fourth because he is leading the Royals in RBIs, put Mikel at fifth to keep Drew Waters at seventh, maybe shake a lineup a little bit. Like to have your thoughts on that. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, there are no bad ideas when you're the worst offense, according to some statistics in all of Major League Baseball. So there are no bad ideas. But I'll give you the response I always give when the idea of Bobby Witt Jr. as your leadoff hitter is brought up. Now, the Royals traded Brady Singer away for Jonathan India. They traded Brady away for a leadoff hitter. Jonathan India is going to remain the leadoff hitter for the first half of the season. India tonight 0 for 4. Furthermore, Bobby's been the leadoff hitter before, right? His rookie year, his second year, they put him in the leadoff spot. Q put him in the leadoff spot when he took over as manager. I don't think Bobby enjoyed it. In fact, I've had him say as much. Well, he didn't say that he didn't enjoy it because it's baseball and he's Bobby Baseball. Of course he enjoyed it. But he admitted that it would consume him. Even after the game, he would think, all right, am I swinging at the first pitch tomorrow? And that's all he would think about. Now, that first at-bat tomorrow against Tomoyuki Sugano. That's all Bobby would be thinking about. So, can he serve as the leadoff hitter? Is he a much different man today than he was 2 years ago? Sure. And again, there are no bad ideas. But I think the most important thing for anyone employed by the Kansas City Royals is to make sure that Bobby Witt Jr. is comfortable. If he's comfortable in the two spot and no one knows Bobby's comfort level more so than the coaching staff, if Bobby's comfortable in the two spot, leave him right there. But the main reason why I don't see that happening is because of the investment made in the leadoff hitter Jonathan India. And the track record that he has put forth, in my opinion, warrants a longer leash. Thanks for the phone call. Now, to go back to what Chuck was asking prior to the break. Chuck out there in God's country, Pleasant Hill. He was asking about Noah Cameron, the pros and the cons. Now, the cons of trading someone like Noah Cameron, him specifically, now when we were discussing the surplus of pitching, big league ready pitching, that it appears this organization could be on the precipice of possessing. Kyle Wright, Noah Cameron, Michael Lorenzen. Lorenzen's the easiest to move, right? 1 year, $7 million. And his track record says that that second half of the season is not going to be as impressive as the first. So if I had my druthers, Lorenzen would be the guy that I would move. And maybe you have to package him with somebody in A-ball to bring in the type of bat that this offense may need at the end of July. And, you know, let me also hit you with that caveat. It's May 2nd. The trade deadline is July 31st. So much can happen. I see Katie in North Carolina is telling me to pump the brakes about some pitching surplus. No, Katie, I understand how quickly things can change. Things change so quickly in this. I mean, 1 week, we could have a completely different sounding postgame show. No doubt. You know, if you don't handle your business the next 2 days in Baltimore, if you don't handle your business on that seven-game homestand with four against the White Sox and three against the Red Sox, yeah, we could be singing a much different song. But for the sake of conversation, let's say everything continues with its uphill trajectory. And the notion of trading a 25-year-old with as much talent as Noah Cameron, let's go back to that question. To me, the con is he's 25, you have 6 years of team control, and like a Chris Bubich, you know, he's not a guy that, even though both of them have, you know, had their Tommy John surgery or have had their injury pasts, they're not reliant on velocity, right? They're relying on a pitch mix, changing speeds, changing locations, and outstanding command to all four quadrants. So that makes you feel good about their future, right? So, you know, the cons are you're trading away a 25-year-old starting pitcher in a small market when you could have 6 years of team control for a guy that you probably don't need to worry about him. I don't want to say blowing out, because you always need to worry about that injury-wise, health-wise, elbow-wise, but I'm talking about if and when that injury arrives. If you rob him of his velocity, you're not going to rob him of his ability to get big leaguers out. So the cons to me are fairly obvious. The pros are we won't have to regret. You know, J.J., John Sherman, Mac Quattrero, Royals fans, there won't be regret at season's end if you fall short of the ultimate goal. I know not many people agree with me on this, but I remember 2017. Right, the last dance with Haas and Kane, Moose and Eske, that core. That core, which was without Wade Davis, who was traded away the offseason before, that core was missing a boss in the bullpen. They had, you know, Herrera and Soria. They had guys that were good, maybe even at times great, but they were setup guys. They weren't a final boss. The Royals needed someone to create an internal competition inside that bullpen of who was going to be the high-leverage guys that were getting outs on a consistent basis. And the Royals made moves, right? They traded away Matt Strom, a young, banged-up, now star lefty reliever. But they brought in Ryan Buchter and Brandon Maurer and Trevor Cahill. They brought in guys that I thought were quality relievers because when 2017 ends, we don't want to have any regrets. We don't want to watch Moose and Kane walk out the door, Hosmer and Eske leave this organization and say, oh man, what could we have done with them? Now, side note, we could still have those conversations of whether or not they should have traded a Wade Davis away. But nonetheless, you're not promised to ever have a rotation this good ever again. A top of the rotation this good ever again with Reagans, Lugo, Waka, and Bubich. You're just not. I mean, Seth Lugo can opt out of his contract at the end of this season. He might be a free agent. This might be the final year of Seth Lugo. Salvador Perez is going to turn 35 in a week. So that means next year he'll be 36. Man, there's just no promise that 2026 is going to be any better than 2025. So to me, the pro of making a move, of parting with someone as valuable as Noah Cameron, is the same pro that parting with Will Myers was in 2013. The same pro that parting with Sean Manaea was in 2015. Because the same pro that parting with Matt Strom was in 2017. No regrets. Chuck, I appreciate the phone call. You can let me know your thoughts on the text line. Text line's open for you, 913-586-7965. Haven't even mentioned Bobby Witt Jr. His hitting streak is no more. It ends at 22 games, and it goes down as the sixth longest hitting streak in Kansas City Royals franchise history. Let's go back to the phone calls. Dan and KCK, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a tough night. Yeah, Rawls, walk up pitch good. You just couldn't get those hits off of Kramer. Yeah, Bobby's hitting streak come to end. Just missing Witt's 31-game hitting streak. I'm sorry about that. I forgot that he broke George Brett's streak in 1980. I forgot about Witt's 31-game hitting streak. And he's, I got your text about, Noah Cameron and how he pitched like Rich Gale. It's just his wind-up delivery. That's reminding me of Rich Gale. So that's why I wanted to say, let's take our business tomorrow. Take care, Josh.
Yeah, okay. Dan, haven't talked to you in a while. Getting me caught up on all that I may have missed. Yeah, last time we saw Noah Cameron, Dan texted in and said, hey, reminds me of Rich Gale. Okay, so that's why. The windup. I got it. Raj in the Ozarks hits us up on the text line. All right. That Michael Massey getting two hits is a silver lining tonight. That dude needs some serious confidence at the dish. No doubt, Royals had four hits tonight, half of them coming from Michael Massey. From the 913, Vern, don't worry. They only lost tonight because I bet on them to win. All right, well, stop doing that. Well, as I say that, I also acknowledge that I lost again on the double play. I am in some sort of a free fall right now on the double play. Thank God for Gold and Dusty and Drew and Mac and all of the others that do such a great job of giving you winners on the pregame show. Hopefully I'll be able to turn it around. Don't forget the On Deck show tomorrow begins at 5 o'clock. Your chance to win Royals tickets and, of course, our best gambling plays heading into tomorrow night's Game 2. A few more from the text line, 913-586-7965. Lori in Austin writes in, Fern, the guys were hitting the ball hard. They just didn't land. Didn't land where it counted. Okay. Yeah, I agree. Says she's not giving up on the guys and she expects them to win tomorrow. Yeah, like I said in the open, it didn't feel like the same old offense. And I know that sounds silly to hear when they were shut out in four hits. But the loud contact Somewhere Bob Fesco is rolling his eyes. But the loud outs tonight from the boys in blue look different, sound different than that miserable offensive output we watched for the first month of the season. Yeah, four hits, Massey with half of them, Freddie Fermin with the other half. Freddie's third straight multi-hit game. He's now batting .349 over the past month of baseball. A few more. We go to from the 816, simply put, a Freddie Fermin appreciation text here. Vern, does that guy ever have a bad at-bat? I'll tell you what, he is squaring the ball up. A pair of exit velos north of 105 miles per hour, including that nine-pitch battle with Yainier Cano in the eighth inning, ending in a leadoff single, the Royals' only leadoff base runner. Unfortunately, Freddie would never move off of first base. Rally Mantis is calling for a new hitting streak from the great Bobby Witt Jr. I'm with that. Scott in Phoenix, happy with Michael Massey, happy with Vinny Pasquantino, and expecting a strong outing tomorrow from Chris Bubich. I'm with you on that. Guy in Gladstone, nice to hear from you. He writes in, Vern, that was a good pitching duel, I guess. Why do we make every struggling pitcher or any rookie look like a Cy Young Award candidate? Either way, flip the page, flip off Boston, let's score some runs and get a win tomorrow. Signed, Guy in Gladstone. Well, Guy, again, it's. I remember when I first moved to Kansas City, I remember Jay Binkley telling me, SportsCenter only shows bad Chiefs plays. You know, when I first moved to Kansas City, the sports fan was always defeated. Just a loser mentality coursing through the veins of everyone with good reason. All right, I understand why. That's all changed, no doubt. That's changed because of 2014, 2015, and the great Patrick Mahomes. No doubt about it. That's all changed. But when I first got here, Bink would always tell me, Vern, if you watch SportsCenter, you'll see any time they're showing someone else's highlights, it's against the Chiefs. Now, that wasn't true, just like it's not true that the Royals are always turning rookies into Cy Young Award candidates, turning struggling pitchers into superstars, because as you just saw on this road trip, what did Tampa do to Noah Cameron? A guy that everyone knew was going to be optioned right after the game, was going to go right back to the minor leagues. He took a no-hitter into the seventh. That was the front page of their sports section. How does a rookie carve us up once again? So I think it's, you watch, Guy, you watch more Royals games than you do any other team in Major League Baseball. So you recognize it happening to the Royals more than it happens to other teams, but I can promise that it happens to other teams. Mikel Garcia, I mentioned four hits. They had five base runners. Two hits from Freddie, two knocks from Michael Massey, and a two-out walk from Mikel Garcia. He's now reached base safely in 13 of his last 15 games, putting up an on-base percentage in that stretch, an on-base percentage of .403. Chris Bubich, as was mentioned on the text line, Chris Bubich on the hill coming up on Saturday, game two of this three-game series, Chris Bubich going opposite Tomoyuki Sogano. It's a 6:15 first pitch, and I'm on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. Special thanks to Blake Schneiders back at the studio for doing an outstanding job. Did you hear how clean those highlights were coming in out of break? Whew. I'm a baseball nerd, yes, but I think I'm even a bigger radio nerd. Blake just crushed it. You guys did too. Appreciate the conversation. Let's do it again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Take care.
Been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone. Michael Massey ambushes. misses the first pitch.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.